The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, I'm Lloyd Ronick. The opening of today's show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show, November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Oscar tried Encore. He loved it. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance Services. Remember, Encore, it couldn't hurt.
The following program is brought to you by Moore Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at moorebroadcasting.com.
I usually need a cue.
Yeah, I mean, for the broadcast.
No.
I can't even begin to describe the grenade that is RJ Diaz.
I told you yesterday.
You did.
You were warned.
Everybody warned that all I wanted to do was put a call out and say, hey, how you doing? How are things down in Florida? We miss you. So then it's like Skype and the phone line and a hard line, and he's got blah, blah, blah. And I got Mark on one side, RJ on the other side.
Brooklyn style.
The techno nerds of the show that are trying to work on this procedure. So where are we, Mark? Chronic with the what are we going to do? How are we going to reach out to him? Was he trying to find a conference room or something?
He didn't want to do it at his desk, so he was looking for a conference room to be able to call us, do this call,
so he can speak, you know, loudly.
Yeah, so he can do this. I want the whispering at his cubicle.
You craved the discomfort that the cubicle
exactly
would offer.
All right, yeah. So are we trying to call him now?
I can try to call him right now for you.
All right.
I also thought
get
it'd
ready,
be interesting.
America.
And anyone
maybe I should call him since we're going to do it that. Are we going to call him on the computer?
We're going to try that.
He's trying to do that.
We went to the trouble to reboot it.
As if he went to his car and said, hey, I'm in my car right now, but I'm calling you.
I wonder if he's in his car, it's in a handicap.
Now watch out. The three of you, I told you yesterday, don't talk over each other today.
And it's all
I'm
going to
tolerate that today.
Rob.
I'm not going to tolerate that.
Rob's fault.
If we don't hear it, then I think we should just use your cell because I don't even hear it ringing.
It's the RJ curse.
No, it's the Mike O'Mara lollygag into the studio curse. If we got here at 8 o'clock, we wouldn't have these problems. We do a dry rehearsal.
You were here at 8.
I was here at 7. I was here at 2.
You were.
All right. Zoolander, give this to Mark and have him put in the RJ's number. Jesus Christ. I wanted to do was say a little hello.
Isn't it nice that Eric is here today?
Eric Zoolander in the house today. Brooklyn style.
Always nice to have company.
Stop it. You make me do that.
No.
You
I don't make you do
that.
Anything.
You make me do that.
He's already calling right here.
Nearly 2 weeks without RJ. Right. We miss him.
Let's see.
Time to catch
is
up.
Is it on speaker?
Hit the thing.
Not a thing.
Hello.
Oh, here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
Sarah's ringing him through now.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm having fun.
Where are
you?
What's
going on? Mark can't drive over there?
The problem is we're trying to get you a phone line on the computer, and that somehow didn't work at all.
There's an element we did not know here.
Mark,
hold on a second. Hold on. Both of you, hold on. You can't do that.
I know.
There's no way you're going to be able
I'm
to
sorry.
Do that because he can't hear you. So you just button it
all
for
right.
a second.
Can
okay?
you ask him to pause for one point? Ask him to pause. I just realized he's excited that this
is
screwed up.
I'll give you the phone.
I don't want
that. I'll give
you
the phone.
I just want you to know that RJ is excited that it's screwed up on this end because he's not here.
Now,
he thinks that's a credit to him.
All right. Did you hear what Rob said?
No.
Yes, I did. And no, that's not a of credit to me. I'm just concerned that it's not operating. That's all.
All right. So normally we would Skype out a phone line and we would call you to see how you were doing, but obviously that didn't work. Do you know why that didn't work? Just pray tell. Could you tell Mr. Ronick?
No, because interestingly, I was able to hear the show, but I could not hear anyone talking to me, and obviously no one could hear me.
And then Mark said when he tried to call you the last time that he wasn't even getting a dial signal. He wasn't even getting a ring.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything.
We've successfully called through Skype twice, but I could not hear him. I could hear the other end.
Well, technically, we've got you now on the old-fashioned speaker on an iPhone. That's what we got you on, and I wanted to check you out and see how things are going down in Tampa, Florida.
Well, I'm just having a blast. And no, I don't have a cubicle. I have a desk up against a window, and I could not do this there. That's why I decided to find a conference room.
Would you be disrupting the rest of your... Would you be disrupting? Rob said it's like you never left.
What did I say, Rob? I can't read it.
He seems to me to be better. He's communicating better down there than he would normally on the show. Mm-hmm. Marijuana.
A lot of marijuana cigarettes. That's
no,
why.
None of that, Mike.
Come on. Let me ask you this, RJ. Are you still living in the extended stay down there?
Yes, I am. In fact, I moved into it this week to stay there for a couple of months at the very least.
Okay, and I hear you got a phenomenal deal on it.
$38.24 a night.
Really?
Very nice.
That's like
commitment. Yes.
That's really commitment. That's 2/3 of that's really a very, very nice little deal. Normally I was checking them out when I was thinking about that Red Sox thing and it was like $60-$65 a night minimum that I could get. How do you get such
short term, yeah.
Okay,
a shorter term.
And what's in your extended stay mini fridge, Rob Spiewak wants to know.
Well, it's not a mini fridge, it's actually a full fridge. But if anything, I have to fill it myself. I couldn't read what Rob wrote.
So what's in your full fridge now?
Well, I've got some juice, and I've got some salad, and I've got me some fruit.
Oh, so you're staying healthy.
Very healthy.
Nice. I have started this week on the Weight Not program.
Oh, you too. All right, so are you fasting? Are you fasting this week?
Yes, I am.
Rob Spiewak writes, RJ is lying.
Okay. Oh, and I heard you the other day mention that my room is full of junk. Well, I'll have you know it is not. And I was going to take a picture to send it to you, and I will.
Well, you're a hoarder, though, right?
You can call me that, but I'm getting rid of the junk that I've hoarded over the years.
See, there's the word. Getting. You're getting rid of it.
In the process of.
You're getting rid of it.
I have to, because I'll have to clear out that house.
Rob Spiewak writes, your fridge is full of fudge and pork. Your fridge is full of fudge and pork.
Come on, Rob.
Yeah, come on. RJ, I miss you so bad.
I'm not a fudge fan.
You're not a fudge fan?
No, that's not what I've heard.
You don't like fudge. So you're in the process of getting rid of the stuff that's in your current apartment or your current condo in Reston, right?
Well, it's not even a condo, Mike. It's a 3-story single-family home.
Oh,
so
it's
pretty full of stuff.
It's a single. Is it a detached single-family home or is it a townhome?
It's a detached single-family home.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, nice.
Finished basement, main level, of the third floor.
Rob Spiewak wants to know. Rob Spiewak writes, how is the Tampa club scene?
He's on a roll. The Tampa club scene is wild.
This vignette will end when he gets out of material. So you're enjoying it? Have you been to a Buccaneers game yet?
I have not. I was down there last weekend during the Bucs game, and I might be attending one this weekend. I don't know yet.
Okay, so you're settling in Tampa. And now, what about the job? Are you enjoying the job down there?
I am. The job is actually something that I know I can handle, and I'm getting a lot of praise for being able to come up with quick answers when I'm asked things. And what is Rob laughing at now?
Rob Spiewak wants himself to know, have you enjoyed any hot Cuban trim?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
So, well, we really, really miss you up here. It's good to see you at the Hockey Classic, which I should point out that you were late for. You were late arriving,
yes,
even though you had
true.
Arrived the night before.
I had arrived the night before, but I had also had much trouble with my vehicle, which I'm probably going to have to get rid of next time I'm up there.
So you're living in an extended stay, and are you renting a car now?
I am renting an exhibition, just like we drove to Maine.
That's a huge car. What do you have that? Are you close to work with your extended stay? You're probably just a few minutes from work, right?
The extended stay is directly across the street.
Is there any
lazy
particular? Have you discovered?
I'd like to be lazy.
Do you walk to work?
I could, but I haven't yet. And actually, that's a plan that I do have in the future.
Okay, and are there any decent watering holes that you've discovered? Any decent bars?
Well, remember, I lived here for a while, and I'm going back to rediscover some of the ones that I've frequented in the past.
Any place you might want to recommend where you can maybe meet some people?
I'm thinking about that. I haven't really placed one out yet. What's Rob want now?
Rob wants to know 6 hours till quitting time, then score some illicit pills and pizza.
Oh, gosh.
Do you want to throw what are you doing tonight?
I don't know. I was actually trying to find a place to watch some baseball, since the TV does not carry baseball.
Well, why don't you throw out the name of the place you'll be tonight, and some of our Tampa listeners can get out there and say hello to you.
Well, that's kind of what I was working on doing, yes.
Well, no, not working on. See, getting, now. Working, I'm talking now. You're not going to have another opportunity to... how about amateur night at Mons Venus?
There you go. The real Busch Gardens, yeah, I know.
How about
I get it.
What's a place that you've been to that you might go back to and meet some people tonight?
There was a place I went to lunch last week that's right around the corner that I can't remember the name. That's why I can't tell you. I have to pull it up.
You know, there's the disappointment. Always the disappointment. Know. Is it Applebee's? All right.
I will be posting it on Facebook. How's that?
Well, no. If you figure it out before the end of our show, let us know. And I'll
call Mike back.
Give us a call back or give Mark a call back, because this is your only time on the show. And
I'll call you, Mike.
Yes. Go ahead. Call me or text me. Text me during the show and let me know the place that it is. And you can find that out, right? Can you find that out?
I'll find that out as soon as I hang up the phone, since it's in my messages.
All right. RJ, safe travels to and from. Rob Spiewak writes, describe your outfit right now.
What are you wearing?
Right now, I'm wearing a plaid shirt with black pants and black shoes.
God, good luck, ladies.
Okay. Text me back and let us know where you're going to be tonight.
I will.
Thank you, RJ, and we miss you.
I miss you guys. All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, RJ. Bye-bye.
There he goes. That was fun.
Wow, the plaid is nice.
That was fun. I like that. We didn't need the Skype, so let's start the show. That's the thing.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Simmer down and relax. I'm sure that we won't have to have another little talk like this again. Am I correct in assuming this?
Well, without question, you absolutely, yes, we'll never have to correct our talk. We won't ever speak. That is, we'll never have to talk again. We just never will discuss talking. We shouldn't really converse about speaking.
Professor, our discussion has come to an end.
The best advice I can give you is be tenacious. Be aggressive. Don't be polite. If you're polite, you'll be one of the many people standing in the line. You have to be a little pushy. You have to be prepared to say you're sorry that you were wrong or you possibly have made a mistake. But on the whole, you got to go for it. You ain't never going to round the bases unless you swing at the bat. And if you don't swing at the ball, rather, you're never going to get around first, second, and third. You just have to want it so desperately that you can go without food. Then you're on your way.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his Davenport, that's so gay, here's Mike.
Might have been my problem in my career.
I never
wanted it so desperately that I would go without food.
Right. Take a lot of advice from Jerry, then you too will be ousted after 40 years in the business.
I really, really wanted my food. Live from the Cappy Viper Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 15 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. People can't call us now, right?
I can set that up if you want.
Okay, 718-506-1625. We give out the phone number, although...
Good luck.
I'm going to be honest about the phone number. Until we get a system in here where I can easily take phone calls,
right. Yeah.
I'm probably going to shy away from it. Even after that, if I have the finest ISDN Telo system in the world...
Not going to help.
Why don't they we're really limited on time.
Why can't they just call your cell like RJ did?
Yeah. I'll put that out there.
And remember, RJ will be at Applebee's tonight.
Our show today is brought to you by the Workforce Development Industry Building Learning Series from Northern Virginia Community College. It kicks off with a cybersecurity event. That's Monday, September 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at NVCC's Annandale campus, and admission is free. In this era of people looking for work, a lot of people out there trying to find a new gig. This is a good thing to attend. The featured speaker is Dr. Ronald Ross. He is one of the top technology decision makers in government, and the event includes dinner and a free gift. So this is a wonderful evening for you to find out about where you might be able to get your next job. Seats are going fast, so reserve yours today, 703-323-3281, and tell them you heard about it here. Stay tuned for more such events from Northern Virginia Community College, Workforce Development Division.
The lovely April will be there, and she encourages anybody from our show who attends to come up and say hello.
703-323-3281. And really, in this day and age, you're hearing a lot of talk about it, that some of the great, huge universities are graduating people that are not finding employment, and that in many cases, the smaller schools like Northern Virginia Community College are actually doing a much better job in community outreach like this and getting people gigs.
And there's not a hotter topic than cybersecurity, so this is a good event.
Kind of fun, too. If I was a young guy, you know, getting out of high school, that might be a really kind of cool deal, because that's what we have to watch. That's apparently one of the major areas where terrorists will get to us, and God knows with the way the world is blowing up. I'm so pissed off.
You've done well, Mike. Do you think
not going to help?
Could you function as a young guy in calendar year 2012?
Yeah.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Get it done?
God. Oh, God.
Oh, we'd be in trouble.
I look back at the technology. Oh, shut up. I look at the technology alone.
Right.
And just how easy it is to move back and forward.
To score Cuban trim.
I mean, I always thought in my day, when I was looking for Cuban trim, that if I could get to the one-on-one conversation stage, done deal.
Oh, yeah.
And with this, this era of...
You got there on the edge.
Social networking right now. This era of social networking, I would have done very well.
Yeah.
I would have loved the easiness of the technology of getting through college right now. It's got to be an easier proposition with all the tools that kids have.
I can't wait till my next marriage. It's going to be so easy.
Good for you.
Because 15 years ago, where was it all?
Yes.
And do you remember how cool it used to be to get encyclopedias?
Several things would piss me off as a young man. I probably couldn't get by. Number one.
Yes.
No big gulps in New York City.
Yeah, how about that?
Jesus Christ, what am I going to do about that?
I would say that for Rob, some may say it was all in his belly.
Wow, pretty good that he got here. Even though it was late, it was worth it.
On the program.
You're going to have fun in the audio vault today, Oscar.
Here we go. On the program today, my favorite treat at Mickey D's. I will tell you, I now know the reason I got super fat. I have an iPhone question for our tech people today because I might be on the cusp.
Oh, boy.
Could happen as soon as this weekend.
Wow.
Paparazzi sucks. Rob's big night at back to school. Let me see. Gloria was checking. Gloria was drinking. What the hell did I write?
Gloria was doing
at
something.
At 7 o'clock this morning when I did my show.
I know. Gloria was drinking. You mean Sally Struthers and her DUI.
Gloria was drinking.
That Gloria.
Up in Maine, of all places, Ogunquit. By golly, all I know is I'm driving along, and I used to love that show All in the Family, and I see Sally Struthers, and she is weaving back and forth all over the Route 1 highway. I swear to God, her breathalyzer was just about off the charts. We couldn't believe how much goddamn alcohol that girl could ingest, you know? And I thought she would have slowed down now that she's trying to feed all those stabbing babies all over the world.
It's not so much that. Imagine her size. How much coffee brandy did she have to down to really get drunk? That's a big woman right now.
How about the cop, you know, have the beep. By golly, you're Sally Struthers. Jesus Christ, you're Sally Struthers. By golly, I used to watch with my family All in the Family every single week.
Where's Meathead?
Where's Meathead? Oh, can you get me Achie's phone number?
Achie!
I would love that. I loved Edith, Achie, and the Jeffersons. Remember Lionel?
Yeah.
That was funny. Gee, that you slayed me. You are wicked funny.
And she says,
I have a question. What happened to your body? God, you were such a glorious piece of ass in your day, and now you're just this sloppy, wind-up
vacationer. Was she ever a glorious piece of ass?
Yes,
she was.
Yeah. I know her.
Yes, she was.
She had a great body, but you know what? She kept screwing with her hair.
Do you want to see Gloria where she's she's sloppy, but she's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
In a movie, The Original Getaway.
Okay.
She plays the wife of the dentist in The Original Getaway, and the guy's messing around, and you get to see those.
She was
major league. Yeah. In her day, as Gloria, she was just a turbo little hottie. About her.
I thought the baby talk would put you off.
What's that?
She's a baby talker.
She's a baby. She just had
borderline.
There was in those days. We're talking what, early 70s, right?
Yes. Yes.
So I'm just a kid. So I'm looking at these.
You're
things,
11,
and I'm looking at
you're
Gloria.
11.
And you know, I'm beginning to awaken.
Parts of you are,
Occasionally rubbing it on the blanket at night.
How did you get to? You even pay any attention to her when she's sharing the screen with Gene,
too much information?
Gene Stapleton.
Oh God, gross.
Remember the scene with
Stapleton? How the did the Stapleton
what are you,
ladies
language?
How did they get to where they seriously, Gene and Maureen?
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Could there be any more hags in the world? But I guess they were what, stage actresses?
Yes.
Is that what they were in, like Broadway companies and things
like
that?
What about the scene where the intruder approached Edith and the
she made a perfect
scene. Are you talking about the Edith rape scene? You are
He does know.
He doesn't even know, but he just
no. I know. I just wasn't going to say rape. Rape is not funny, but Gene Stapleton is funny.
But implying it is.
It's just that was just that was
she was
hot.
Perfect for the role. Oh, that's God, what I would say.
Rob, here she is from The Getaway. There you go.
Looks good.
That is not from The Getaway.
You know what's really great? Everyone's
image search. Show me.
I'm looking for it. There's not a lot on there.
Everyone who
not,
sees
I'll
that picture, something. Everyone that sees that picture wants to get away.
No, she's been chunky for years. But I'm curious about the young. Do you even know who we're talking about? You're strangely quiet.
The commercials.
Do you even know All in the Family? Did you ever watch
old
episodes of All in the Family?
Great. I saw The Jefferson. Yeah. Well,
the Jefferson
spinoff.
Yeah, that was the spinoff.
I thought it was. I didn't know it was a spinoff.
All in the Family. Was
so
really
was Maude. Really.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight RJ Diaz will be at the Courtside Grill. That's 110 Fountain Parkway North, St. Petersburg, Florida. He'll be there at 8 o'clock, which means get there at 9.
Yeah,
might see him. RJ Diaz at the Courtside Grill, 110 Fountain Parkway North, St. Petersburg, Florida. He'll be there starting at 8 o'clock tonight. So go check out a meet and greet with RJ Diaz.
He'll be the guy in the plaid shirt
and the black shoes.
Maybe he'll change before he goes out there at 8 o'clock.
Mike, you've known him for 20 years. He's never changed.
Has he ever changed?
So we're having trouble finding the images for
believe it or not,
for
she's
Sally
not that
Struthers.
Popular.
Is that the lady that said for only 60 cents a dollar, you could save a kid in Africa?
Yes. Exactly. And she also after that said, who wants to make more money? We all do. That's why you need to get your GED through the mail.
And she's a big... She's a big crier.
I've got some video. I think this is her dancing here, Mike.
Is that in the get? That's The Getaway.
Yeah.
The Getaway. There she is dancing in The Getaway.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, I'll buy into that.
Yeah.
She's trashy.
That's good. That's a good clip. Put that clip up on our page.
Sure.
I'd love to see that. She's trashy.
Yeah.
She was trashy.
Yeah, I like that.
And the scene in The Getaway, if you want to really, there are two movies. There's a remake of The Getaway and the original Getaway. And they were made fairly close together as far as remakes go. You've got the original one with Steve McQueen, which is kick ass. I think one of the best crime movies ever made. And then you have the one where Alec Baldwin was fighting with Kim Basinger and they were terrible.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely horrible. And if you want to see one of the best movie villains in the world is in the original Getaway. I don't remember the actor's name, Mark, but he's in that scene with her. He's the guy that's eating the chicken while she is dancing. And
would we know him from other things as well?
Right. There's a scene where they're eating ribs. So they're having sex and they're eating ribs together. And
who hasn't been there?
They start having a little food fight. And he's this big guy. And he gets hit with one of the ribs. And he goes, I don't want to play this game anymore. And she starts crying. And then the husband, who is, I think, Howard Sprague.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Jack Dodson.
Hangs himself at the end.
Oh,
phenomenal. Have you ever seen it?
I haven't seen
it. You ever seen the original Getaway?
I've seen
the original,
but it's been so long. It's been too long ago.
Fabulous.
Don't remember
movie.
It.
And a soundtrack, Rob. This is very obscure.
Right.
I'm going deep obscure here. A soundtrack, in my mind, I think I'm almost 100% right here. That is a harmonica soundtrack almost exclusively by this classic old harmonica guy that they used on a lot of movie soundtracks, and you know, it's really terrific.
Would it be Steve McQueen?
No, he's the lead.
He's in it.
No, Steve McQueen is the lead.
Oh, okay, I thought that's who you were.
It could be a guy named Ben Johnson.
Might be.
And you're right. Jack Dodson did play her husband Harold Clinton. She played Fran Clinton.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah. And Steve McQueen's banging Ally McGraw in that.
Yeah.
So that movie's got a lot of.
Can't
heat.
Wait, Netflix. Here we come.
It's really worth it. I think you'll like
Steve McQueen. You will.
And it's nasty too. Yeah. It's a dirty, gritty movie. Very, very good.
Does he have a green car in it?
No, that's Bullet.
Yeah. Oh, Bullet. Okay.
That's another great movie. And that's one of the greatest chase scenes ever recorded. I'm a Steve McQueen. I think he was the definitive movie
star.
Gone
too soon.
All right, Mike, the film score was originally composed by Sam Peckinpah's favorite guy, Jerry Fielding, but was replaced at Steve McQueen's insistence with a jazzier film score by Quincy Jones.
Really?
So whether or not it has harmonica, it doesn't mention, but Quincy Jones was the composer.
Okay. All right. It's called The Getaway, so check it out. I recommend it highly. Also on the program today, Paparazzi sucks.
I don't want to talk about that.
I kind of feel for the royal couple. You know?
I haven't seen the pictures
yet.
I saw the pictures.
Built
for speed or pleasure?
Oh, baby. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, he chose. Well, when you're the prince, you get to choose top of the line.
You know, outside of the topless photo, there's a scene where she's pulling down her thong so he can put some suntan lotion on the upper part of her buns.
Yeah.
And it's just
shock jock.
She is.
You know, it's as if my prayers were answered because I was thinking not 48 hours before those pictures broke. I would really like to see those. And boom, wish granted.
No, they're okay.
Yeah, no, but there's nothing wrong with them.
But the thing
Perky,
is,
I don't. Yes, what are we talking about?
Perky. I don't think that they. I don't think it's that big a deal. It's her and her husband in a private location where they didn't think there was anybody watching.
They were invaded.
And I really hope that they go after the paparazzi.
Good luck.
At the same time, I say big deal, no big whoop.
Right.
But they know they've been successful in many cases
really?
With that. Yeah, with the invasion of privacy.
Well,
that's
I hope
an invasion
so.
Of privacy.
Because those guys, we've talked about it before, they're scum.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are scum.
The weasels.
So it's twofold. Number one. Mm-hmm. For everybody, I don't think it's that big a deal.
Right. No,
because, you know, it's a topless photo of she's with her husband.
And it's European.
But it would be a big deal to them. I can see where they would feel violated by that.
It's a European culture, though.
It was released in a French publication.
Like short bathing suits.
And this is the worst thing that's happened to them since the topless pictures of the Queen Mum.
Well, and look, I mean, today the fact is, I mean, who cares today? Buzz has shown up today wearing a see-through shirt.
Yes.
Again, per normal. But thank God his pants aren't so tight.
Are you still on your cruise?
Yes, I am. I'm still in cruise mode.
What in the name of Jesus is that material that you
cotton?
Were wearing?
I don't know.
It's
100% cotton.
Mike, it's what we call cheesecloth.
It looks like cheesecloth.
I know. He could use that to brew tea.
I think I'll illustrate it the best way possible.
Okay.
If there was a wet t-shirt contest.
I would win without water.
No, yes, you would, but this is the type of material that the wet t-shirt contest guys give girls. Here's a t-shirt. It's barely a t-shirt.
Thinnest fabric you can find.
Between the shorts on that picture, that had been, were hiking up that you took and the outfit you're wearing today.
Oh, soon enough I'll be wearing parkas, so it's going to be fine.
I doubt that very much.
No. He'll be a hipster.
What is gonna, you know,
he'll be like Robert Evans.
When it gets cold outside, Buzz will wear more clothes, but it'll all be breakaway. He'll come in and it'll be like coming off the bench in a basketball game.
Again, already is.
All right, so Rob and I are very excited about, we're not going to do it now, Rob. We're going to take a break and come back and do it. But there is a new music phenomenon. It was all over the Today Show. It's been all over. It's a viral video. And we'll cover it in depth because Rob and I are very excited about it. And none of the other guys seem to be tracking with it.
They will. You know what?
We're trending. We're trending, Rob.
As always, Mike, we're roughly 8 hours ahead of America.
Amen, brother. We'll take a break and come back with some new music right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine.
I want to tell you a story.
Good.
Okay. I like to catch you all by, you know.
Okay.
When you're not busting my balls, when you're just sitting there ready to pick at me, sometimes I like to catch you all by surprise.
Does it have a happy ending, Mike?
Andy Bercielli.
He's a good boy.
Andy Bercielli. He's oh so happy.
Does he make it the laugh?
The TMOS code on scorebig.com got him 3 front row seats to a Giants-Rockies game. For $54.
Total?
Three for 54.
No fees or shipping. Right. No ship. $54.
Wow. Now, 54 and is I mean divisible
no ship,
by 3.
S-H-I-P.
No shipping. Yeah.
How much is that total?
That's $54.
But I mean, how much per ticket?
What do you mean?
So, well, you're the math guy.
I can't do that kind of math.
Is it $17? No, it's less than that. $16.
What it is
$16 a ticket. Wow.
It's scorebig.com. They work with teams, the promoters, and they can save you 10 to 60% on your favorite team, whether it's baseball, NFL, NBA, college, or the NFL. All the games coming up this weekend as the football season gets into high gear for those here in the D.C. area. RG3 all season long. They've got tickets at Score Big. So tickets at Score Big are always below box office price. Guaranteed. We want you to go to Score Big. That's scorebig.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout and save at least $30 below box office price on your first purchase when you enter our code.
Nice.
So that's good. Scorebig is just kicking ass all over the place.
People are loving it, and we are
delighted. Another thing that people are loving, ladies and gentlemen, is this Korean phenom that he is called Psy.
P-S-Y, Mike.
And it's Gangnam. Is that
G-A-N-G-N-A-M, Gangnam Style, Mike.
Oh, this is awesome. I just want to say this.
Great song.
I love the Korean people. I really do. Gangnam Style. Where's Nick Joe when you need him, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, as soon as we need him.
This is a video. We'll link it to you so you can see it. And
it's a hit song. Hit song.
It's a smash hit. It's in Korean. They were in the plaza on the Today Show today. The guy looks like he's been at it a while.
Yeah.
He is a doughy, fat Korean dude.
And enjoying every moment of it.
And I love doughy, fat Korean. Maybe it's because we had that intern, Nick Joe, back in the day.
He loved it.
But, we have the, there's something about fat, doughy Korean people that I like Koreans. I love Korean people. I think the Korean people work their asses off in this country. They've gotten a bum rap in many of, their endeavors. And
the war didn't do much for them.
Well, the North Koreans, I mean, that's a different story.
Did we figure out which side he came from?
Oh, he comes from the South.
Good.
He was educated at the Berklee School of Music in Massachusetts.
Wow. Oh.
He speaks very good English.
But sings wonderful Korean.
I saw him interviewed today. He's been apparently a star for a decade in South Korea. So this is all new to him, and what's great about somebody who is seasoned, whether it's abroad or whether it's here, he is completely grounded and he is completely loving his success. And one of the reasons this is successful is because this is a chunky guy.
It is.
This is a slightly fat guy who is loving the success. I think he gets it. I think he gets the joke. And he gave the audience what they want.
It is such
He shows up in a pastel-colored tuxedo.
The video, and he had his dancers. And the thing that is so great about this is he is such the definition of a one-hit wonder that inside of 30 minutes, the Today Show had him perform his song, twice. Same song twice.
Awesome.
It was he was killing it.
The reason is the song is a hit, as Oscar mentioned, but the song is a hit probably because of the video.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. The video is, and incidentally, the video goes back to videos you would see in the 80s. This is not new ground, but he does such an industrious job with it where he goes to so many different locations.
He does the horsey dance, Mike.
And he's got that dance step. This is in the great tradition of the Macarena and things like this, where I swear to God, it cracks me up.
It's an Asian version of You Can't Touch This.
It's
so infectious.
But Gangnam is it's like Manhattan. It's like if you're going to say Manhattan style.
Yes.
Like that's a city, correct? I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and he is, it's a funny guy dancing.
When's the last time that a hit record, has sucked you in this fast? Because they had me in a minute and a half today.
I don't know what it is. It's a combination. You never can put your finger on it.
You're right.
I watched it today. I swear to God, I enjoyed it to the point of being... of having tears in my eyes laughing, but also just feeling such joy. It was a combination of watching, the Middle East burning up and realizing just what an S-storm we're all in this world sometimes, and then watching pure joy with a foreign country and watching all of these Korean people that were in the plaza watching this guy. It just made me feel great. It made me feel phenomenal.
They certainly drew a different demographic than when they have One Direction.
Yeah.
Maybe not all of them. there was a wide variety of people that were digging on this, myself included. I think it's ageless.
And it'll also probably burn quickly, though, don't you think?
Oh,
I
mean, yeah. It'll pass quickly. But it was great while it lasted. And also to see David Gregory that sweaty. Oh, wait, let's do it again, Mike.
Oh. This is Psy, P-S-Y?
P-S-Y, and it's Gangnam Style.
Zoolander, let me ask you, you're the youngest man.
He's hating.
You're the youngest person in the room.
He's hating!
What do you think? What do you think?
It's really lame. Really lame. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to be dancing to this at every club in
D.C.
No, I'm
not. And it's funny to see Mike so excited about this song.
Why is it funny to see me excited? I think it's just a joyful hit song. It's Oscar's right. You're going to hear this in clubs.
Yeah, no. I'm looking at the charts right now. It's like number two.
It's Mike, number two.
It will be on the Rob Spiewak show today.
Oh, boy. All right. No, Mike. This song should not bring you joy.
Why?
Well, Mike, he's trying to tell you that it sucks.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with me?
He's a hipster.
Yeah, because he's just right. thinking
cool.
He needs to say.
It makes,
right.
it makes you seem old.
He might have liked it before you said you liked it.
Eric, how many hipsters does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Zero, because they're using CFLs.
No, it's some obscure number you wouldn't understand.
Why do you think it makes me seem old?
I don't know, because if it's on the Today Show and it's bringing you joy,
why does that make me seem? First of all, I own my oldness. I own the fact that I don't pretend to be who I'm not. I never have. And I just think this is a joyful song that people seem to enjoy.
That kills him. That slays him.
What is the joy part? What should I say?
Is it maybe that he's using the word joy?
Maybe. And maybe, I don't know, because it's on the Today Show.
Would happy? Oh, the Today Show is.
I get
I
it.
That.
The equation is, that's exactly what he said. Mm-hmm. It's that if you watch a Today Show, you kind of.
I will be honest with you. I discovered this before I watched the Today Show. That is the truth. I watched this last night. I watched the video because I'd heard about it.
On Facebook?
No, I did not watch it on Facebook. I watched it. It was probably Yahoo. That's where I got it.
Why? Eric,
now listen. Where am I? Excuse me. Where the frig am I supposed to find my information, Mr.
Right.
Dick?
Yeah. On Facebook.
On Facebook? With Today Show
well,
on Facebook?
Because I don't know. Your friends are people that are on the computer all day.
Social networking.
Yes. Why are you just sitting here attacking me?
You're on everything. All day. You're on Twitter all the time, nonstop.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
I don't know. I just think it's
kind of
lame.
Well, see, the thing is Eric...
You think what's kind of lame? I'm kind of lame, or the Korean guy is kind of lame?
Well, the Korean guy. You're
Thank
not
you.
Lame.
Always race with him.
Where should Mike go to get, you know, cutting-edge information about entertainment?
I guess the Today Show.
I
don't know.
You see, you don't know.
See, Eric is so hip. Do you know how he burned his mouth?
How?
He ate pizza before it was cool.
Well, I like it, and I don't make any apologies.
Tell you where I heard it.
Yes.
There is a station on Sirius that's called BPM, which is all house music.
Oh, so you found
beats per minute.
So you found, there he goes, hipster number two.
You haven't helped yourself.
I found a house music station on Suckius. Yeah. That's great.
I like that
so
name.
I'm so happy for
Mike,
it.
I don't know if
Suckius.
Last summer, I was actually in South Korea on a weekend, and I heard it then.
On holiday?
I went to I was on holiday in South Korea, and I went to an underground coffee house.
It was actually underground.
About 6 weeks ago, I was downtown. I was clubbing with a lot of girlfriends of mine wearing their slut shirts.
Yes, and some of the Real
their
Housewives.
Slut dresses. Yeah. And we went into a club called Weird Dicks.
Yeah.
And it was playing. It was playing there.
Yeah.
It was playing there.
Did you think it was lame?
Or did it bring you joy?
First of all, I have the opportunity to check this out with a younger demographic than yours, and so I will find out if my daughters have.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Carla.
And perhaps less jaded.
That's funny.
I was only kidding.
You should call her and ask her if she knew about the song.
No, she didn't. I actually mentioned it to her. I'm saving it for to get her. But and it's her. You know, it's her birthday coming up on Monday. So.
I bet she likes it.
You just had an anniversary.
The national. I got married. I got married within a week of her birthday.
Man, come on. Sucker. Yeah.
Two presents or one big one?
Two presents.
Hey, yeah. And one big one, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Way to go.
I am simply running out of cash. Anyway, that's just the way it goes. But we'll say happy birthday on Monday to her.
Yes.
It's her birthday week. It's a national holiday.
It's her birthday. It's her birthday season, is it
it's,
not?
It's wonderful. Yes, I'm excited about it. But I'll check that out with younger people than you,
Good.
Dick.
And less
the way
jaded.
That'll work.
I'll give you some...
All right. Can I say this?
Yeah.
Musically, I think it sounds extremely dated to me.
Yes.
It's almost 10 years ago.
Well,
Dave.
No, the thing is that it's
maybe
got,
more than that.
I think it has elements of like the Skrillex and the dubstep, but it's made it more mainstream so that it doesn't bother me.
Let's listen to Zoolander. See, I love the career. That's what I love about
I'll
it.
I'll give
love
you some credit that I had never seen the video. I just heard the
great.
Song.
Video is great.
And the song in itself is catchy.
It is catchy. Right,
the video just it takes it over the top.
It has to be catchy to start with, otherwise it's going to die.
Its hook is that stop down and him saying something in Korean. I love that.
Yeah. He said that, I forgot, I think he said he went to 36 locations in Korea.
That's right.
When he made this video.
29 of them were restaurants.
I have always been a fan of the video that shows people in front of different places.
Yes, I like that.
Right. I've always been a sucker for
that.
Do
you, is this something you download?
To listen to
Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Like if I'm riding along on the motorcycle and I've got this on, I can
working at a treadmill.
Or you're DJing a pool party.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'll have it for you. I've got to update our playlist, Mike.
Running a gay bathhouse.
That
one
is
of those.
For you. Hey, gay bathhouse, nice shirt.
Thank you.
All right, very good.
GBH.
Okay. But I do love the watching the reaction to the Korean people. I mean, South Korea.
Yeah.
Can anyone remember any South Korean music artist that has ever had a hit in the United States?
The Dave Clark Five.
You didn't know that, did you?
See, it's very obscure.
I love it when a country that doesn't ever be, they're never put on the national stage, it's certainly in this country, gets a chance. That was one of the things I dug about
it. They're not known for this.
It would have been so great if this had broken some time ago. He could have been on MASH.
No. Oh, God.
That's another old show, Oscar.
You know, you can't take any people and not take it right back to the conflict.
The conflict!
This is South Korea.
I know. The this good is guys. The,
wouldn't it be safe to say that Koreans in general, because of Kim Jong-il and now his fat son, they get a
Kim Jong-W-il.
They get a horrible rap.
Gangnam Style.
But this is
South
a great
Korea
rap.
Is a completely different country.
And you know, and Seoul's a pretty, I hear, a pretty cool place to go. Great food, great culture.
They had the Olympics
Seoul
there.
Food.
Yeah.
They had the, you know,
Seoul
really,
music.
Okay, forget it. How about? All right, talk to us before we break about your back to school night. How
yesterday
was a
study in differences between middle school and elementary school back to school night.
Okay.
Because we did middle school back to school last week.
Middle school, the cruelest school.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. And also, again, I'm still not accustomed to the fact that middle school in Loudoun County is 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yeah, that's the way that they've done it.
That's
everywhere.
Why.
Because in Fairfax County, it's 7th and 8th. And 6th grade, you were like the king of elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
But in 6th grade and middle school, you're just, you know, you're on the bottom rung.
I think it's weird that it is 6th and 7th. They've done better with
bullying.
I grew
up with the 6th, 7th, and 8th.
I did 7th and 8th.
7th, 8th, 9th in my case.
Oh, did you really?
Wow.
Yeah. 7th, 8th, 9th was junior high school. And, well,
and
10,
they
11,
all shared one
high
classroom. It was those one classroom.
That's right.
And there was just schools. That stove. And so in a lot of the classroom, it was cold.
And they were, and then you would take gym class naked.
That's right.
Oh,
swimming
yeah.
naked.
Swimming, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, when you were a ninth grade middle schooler, were you still called a freshman, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Weird. Mm. Weird, right?
Oh, the big deal was 7th and 8th for middle school for us, and then we went to, you know, the high school, and we were the low men on the totem pole.
Right. And that's really it's what it's all about. Is you
low
know,
men on the pole.
Yeah.
But did you call it middle school? We called it junior high school.
So did I, yeah.
We called it
middle school.
Intermediate
7th
school.
7th and 8th grade, junior high.
I don't remember. Yeah. I think probably junior high.
Junior high school.
I had middle.
I think we primarily called it intermediate school.
I've heard of that, too.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I called it a pain in the ass.
Top of your head, your middle school or junior high school name.
What they called me?
No, the school name, the school you went to.
Gideon Wells.
Does everybody remember that?
Longfellow.
I do.
Yeah, help me straighten out my Longfellow.
Why, you don't remember?
Sligo. It took me forever to figure that out.
What was yours called, Eric?
Franklin. Benjamin Franklin Middle School.
Super. Huh.
But your mascot, your team was called, they were the...
The White Teeth.
You mean of the junior high mascot?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Oh,
that.
Mine were the Trojans. I never forget that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I remember Gideon Wells. I remember trying to get involved in like student government in junior high and just being treated really cruelly. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. That's what junior high is about, or middle school.
We might have been the Longfellow Lancers.
To give you an idea of how cruel people were, there was a guy that kind of screwed me over in this student government thing in junior high. I don't remember
it
well.
Was he Korean?
I got kind of double-crossed by a buddy of mine. It's kind of a theme that's happened throughout my entire life.
The Nigerian buyback?
Yeah, you should live and learn. Right?
And one of the guy that he screwed me over with was Peter Lee. And then Peter Lee. And Peter had really dry skin. And so I came up with a song. I said, Puff the Magic Dragon, live by the sea, and frolicked with the animals and even Peter Lee. Thank you.
Yeah, but how did you get double crossed?
Because
I was
supposed to be the vice president that was going to run with my buddy John Burney,
yes.
And John picked Peter Lee instead of
political
me.
Political machine.
I think it went down. I think it went down something like that. And I felt really
there's
screwed.
Your problem. Is
I don't even remember
high profile. You should have done what I did and just lay low.
I know that
to be noticed.
I know that I was really double crossed, and then went on to own high school.
You owned it.
Mine owned it.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Laid the lumber.
I did it in my own way.
We did it. We had a program called Newsline that was, on the stage of the current events class.
Yeah. Here's the theme to Newsline. I have the theme to Newsline
right
here.
Of course. Live. What's he say at the hook?
Open Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
I
think he says no MSG. I don't know.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
You can't resist it.
What a dick.
It's a go-to for him.
Open Gangnam Style.
Yes.
Opa Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
It's a city. Gangnam Style. Or like a hip area.
But it sounds like he says condom style.
Yes.
Opa Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style, I guess.
Yeah. Gangnam Style.
The way it was explained on the house music station was...
Well, they do a talk show?
Yeah, okay.
They do a podcast.
Okay, hippie hipster.
When Bill O'Reilly was on BPM, Mike, this is how he explained it.
Suckiest.
Right.
Okay.
What did they say about it?
They said that they actually had him on. They said, what is Opa Gangnam Style? He said, it's like saying it's Manhattan style. It's just the hippest place in your area. It's a hip place in Korea. Or Brooklyn style, something like that.
I like it. I'll be dancing to it all
Manassas
weekend
style.
Long. Hey, speaking of your back to school night,
yes,
we're out of time.
Okay, well, it's always been a pleasure.
That was
Mike.
Fun.
We're going to take a break, but we will come back with you because you have an audio vault for us.
I have a
you?
Wondrous one, Mike.
Yours are usually pretty good on Friday.
Well, I'd like to do it in Gangnam style.
We'll take a break. Come right back with Rob after this.
Whoop a Gangnam style. Now you say that you love me.
Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. This segment of the program is brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. We talk about it continuously, but if you're still sitting on your hands, get off those hands and get to it because the rates are at an all-time low. You're still thinking about refinancing your home, but you just don't know where to start. This is the way to do it. The first answer is LendingTree.com. Mm-hmm. Just go to TryLendingTree.com. That's TryLendingTree.com. Fill out a simple form and let their network of over 200 lenders compete for your business.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally free, and customers are raving about it. They're saying things like, LendingTree matched me to a lender, and I closed the loan last week. That's just 32 business days after the rate lock. They made what can be a frustrating process a positive experience.
How about that?
I've never done a loan like this before. This is another one. It was confusing at first, but I asked a lot of questions. Their customer service was really a great help.
That's
so
true.
Check it out. It's LendingTree.com. Get a free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS or call 866-291-2010. You'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com and enter the code TMOS. And we thank you in advance. Now, without further ado, let's bring him in, fresh off his back-to-school night, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
I'm unclear. Before we start the audio vault, where did we leave the disclaimer for LendingTree yesterday?
Oh, no, we do need to play that.
Oh, play the LendingTree disclaimer, please.
Wow. Terms and conditions apply. Visit website for details. NMLS license number 1136, 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093.
Wonderful.
It doesn't count as part of the audio vault. So the audio vault starts now.
Thank you.
You'll be pleased to know that Arnold Schwarzenegger has written an autobiography.
That's great.
It's called Total Recall, blah, 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 something. But as part of a giveaway to
Total Recall, I'll be back.
Exactly, Arnold. Yeah. There's a lot of excitement, and what he did is a contest.
It's not a tumor.
And the winner gets Arnold to record a voicemail message for him.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Rob can't come to the phone right now. He's at back to school night.
But you see, the problem is, Arnold, not only would it be better if Mike did it, because Mike is funnier, Mike has a better quality audio. Yeah. This is what the winner got. Tell me this isn't just disappointing.
Get to the chopper! Hey, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Remember that.
No, just joking. This is Tyler Baker. Yeah, you called the right number. Just hold on. I will call you right back. Remember, if you screw it up, you will be the next victim of the predator. Hasta la vista, baby.
How raped would you feel if that's what you won?
Suck enough.
Hi.
Arnold, yeah. How are you?
Hey, I'm ready to record the... let me record the answering machine.
Okay, we need you a little further from the mic.
Now, call back. You will be the next...
I'd be pissed.
You need more catchphrases in there.
You will be the next victim of the predator.
How about this one? I am your brother.
I'm your brother. My name is Julius.
Excellent. All right. You're done.
Hey!
Cut. All right, Thank you. Very good. That's a print.
Thank you, Arnold.
I did not prepare this next piece, but I would feel remiss if I did not play it. It was prepared by a listener named Matt Dent.
Oh, yeah.
And he calls it The Bolivian Speaks.
Okay. Oh, nice.
And what it is, it's a montage of some of Oscar's greatest moments.
Wow.
Over the last 500 podcasts.
Do you feel special now?
Yeah.
So let us turn the Audio Vault spotlight
on
my Bolivian brother. Here's the best of Oscar Santana.
With
because
love.
That invites discussion.
A dialect.
And,
right.
And dialogue. Between yeah. dialogue. Between, well, if you type with an accent.
I always mess it up.
Currently.
But I agree.
I always say it.
The dialect.
Currently, she knows
foreign.
That.
I like it. I thought it was a good video.
I like it when Oscar calls himself foreign.
Yeah.
Jonathan A. Bank. Fine clothing.
It's Joseph,
no, it's Joseph.
A. Bank.
Joseph.
Damn it. How do you create your I guess your mimics?
I think I can probably.
Hold on a second. How do you create your mimics?
That's Bobby McFarlane, right?
No, it's not. It's Bobby McFerrin.
If there, you know, because if at any radio station, F you, Rob, at any radio station,
oh dear,
how's your coccyx?
Coccyx,
Mike.
Because there's got to be, just like in society, there's a subsect of any culture or any species,
or
if you will, that are, thank you very much. Oh, F this, they can make things work. Have you seen this old home? They go in there and fix everything.
I'd like him to fix, here's what I need.
This old house.
All you have to do is say, and I can't even talk.
Right, well, the audience is probably cheersing me. That's right.
Cheersing you?
Yeah, they're like, that's right.
More toasting.
Damn it.
It's actually, it behooves you in the long run.
It benefits him in the long run.
It doesn't
behooves
him. It behooves him to listen to your advice.
Oh, okay.
But it benefits him to listen.
Thank you, Rob. And he came to myself and said, look, I've been working on this game for the past 4 months.
He came to me.
And I'm no audio
mixologist. Tell me about it. You're not even a talker.
Is he ornery this morning?
What's that?
Is he a little ornery? That I've had sea girlfriends riding their crimson tide. I can't say
crimson.
Crimson.
Say crimson three times.
Crimson. I can't say it.
Crimson.
Add it to
but
the list.
I can't really take someone serious as a presidential candidate.
Or seriously.
All right. Why can't he?
Damn it. And this is
quick. Is this better than the Pizza Hustle?
No, this is the Pizza Hustle.
You had
it. I didn't even ask you to do it.
Pizza Hustle.
Pizza.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you really walk from what is a dilapidated.
Dilapidated.
Damn it. Dante, my Weimaraner,
Weimaraner.
I had the dog. I know what to say.
Weimaraner.
Yeah, Mike, for God's sake, if nothing else, after 500 shows, don't we know to trust Oscar and the way he talks?
I am honored. I'm not
terrific.
Worthy. Wow.
Really,
thank you so much.
great job, Matt. That was funny.
Thank you, Matt.
I really did enjoy that. Set your TiVo, Mike. Set your DVR. Dr. Phil on Monday has a great pair of guests, Dina and Michael Lohan.
Oh.
And they've just released a promo. But if the promo at all sets up the tenor of the show,
do they go at it?
I want you to hear just how screwed up they sound.
This is good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and hold on. Yeah. And it'll be even better if this plays.
I read Monday on an all-new Dr. Phil, a rare one-on-one interview.
Let's talk
Are
about...
Are we to camera now or rolling? I'm sorry. Okay.
With a woman that has been called...
Worst mother in America, worst parent
That's
ever.
So me.
The Lohans.
Michael says that you've been taking money and commissions from Lindsay by lying to her.
Like you've never seen them before.
You're like in your little tie, your little shoes. Like
I'm in my little tie and my little shoes? What the hell does that mean?
Was she drinking before she did your interview?
Wherever the Lohans go.
You have come on here and been phony, flitting around and talking about
stop.
That.
Stop. I'm not flitting around. I'm being scrutinized by you people.
You people?
controversy follows.
I have seen Lindsay dragged into court, 05 car crash, 06 struggles with drugs.
If she was living in New York, five of them would be obsolete.
You're missing the point.
Can I go home now?
Yikes.
Oh my. She asks to leave the interview, and she did look drunk or sound drunk.
Do they interview them together at all?
It appears to be separate interviews, and I don't know if
there's
together.
One scene where I heard
they are together.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So we shall see. But very I will watch that. I will watch that.
I'm into that.
Now, in the past, you have listened to Rush Limbaugh. Mm-hmm. I don't think you do anymore. I don't. I used to listen occasionally.
I will. The only time I hear Rush Limbaugh is if he steps on his D and I hear something stupid.
If you're and excerpts. You've really set the table nicely, and for that I thank you. Because whenever Rush says something like this,
wild theory picking it off the wall.
Okay, when he says something like that, I listen carefully. Uh-huh. He said this on Wednesday, okay?
What if Ayman al-Zawahiri and other al-Qaeda leaders gave up Osama bin Laden for the express purpose of making Obama look good?
Oh my God.
Giving Obama stature, political capital. Obama got Osama. I mean, really, do you think Al-Qaeda?
That's essentially it.
Okay, recent polling showing very significant leads for Barack Obama in battleground states like Ohio and Florida and Virginia. And the fact is, you know, I think the deal with Mitt Romney coming out and slamming Obama after the ambassador to Libya was killed is a sign of desperation. I think you're going to hear more of
aggressive.
This. And what they, you know, somebody really in the Republican Party, if you guys are even going to have a snowball's chance in hell, you got to take your extremists that are on the radio and pull them aside, because you're really, he's starting to get even, he's been out there for a long time, but he's starting to sound
Al-Qaeda
even further.
Al-Qaeda's lost without Osama bin Laden, and they're going to continue to be lost without his leadership. They would not have done that on purpose.
And you won't believe what Limbaugh said later on at his show. This even surprised me.
14K, 70 degrees, cloudy skies, it'll be cloudy, a chance of some showers tonight with a low 53. Variably cloudy and warm tomorrow night, Easter Sunday morning too. Afternoon high Saturday 72. That's Jeff Christie at 14 in a row. Stick a thumb up in the air, Vanity Fair.
So I don't even know what he's doing on his show. Boy, and I played that mostly to remind folks, you know, he's a disc jockey.
But
he's all he's ever been.
You know, if it becomes apparent, as you know, my prediction might be coming, you know, to getting to a point where it's not going to come true.
Right.
Because it's looking
fingers crossed.
Polling is, you know, coming out of the convention. There's a bounce.
Except for the debates.
It's going to be a close election, but after the debates.
There's so much time.
I'm pretty confident with the debates, though.
but there's so much time for someone to step on it.
Yeah, but either side.
But now that you see this happening and the polling looking, you know, he's got a significant lead in I forget whether it's Ohio or Virginia.
One thing we've learned from this past week is it's not just a possible screw up by one side or the other, but outside events, world events that can have an effect on the presidential race
as well.
But
I guess my point is when you see this and you know they get the data, you got to take it. The mind of Rush Limbaugh, you wake up in the morning, you see that that your guy
is
not kicking the ass that you want him to kick. You start to get a little desperate and pull stuff out of your ass.
You swing crazy. Well, and he's got a lot of stuff up there, Mike.
What's scary, though, regardless of what team you're rooting for, is that
OxyContin.
That leap of faith of just kind of, I'm going to think that I could possibly talk about Obama making a deal with Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yeah.
I
will put it almost, out to my listeners.
That's just, I feel like you're lying.
Implication.
Yeah, of course. And he's counting on the fact that the 20% of his listeners will believe that.
Oh, yeah, and they will.
And there are those that will.
Isn't that just
100%.
It's like effed up. As a broadcaster, it pisses you off.
Yeah. It pisses me off because, but listen. I'm glad the more outlandish it gets, because I am really glad, and really, as a broadcaster, I'm glad you brought up as a broadcaster, you make a goddamn choice.
Yeah.
You make a choice. I'm not saying that if I had an opportunity like Rush Limbaugh to modify an act and it went this way, I think at his core, he is a very staunch right-wing Republican, so I think he's sincere in rooting for one team. I will say that. But at the same time, I think that Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, and Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity to a certain extent, all of those guys, I think that's how they make their hay. They pull these theories out, and that's what they give their people what they want.
Exactly.
And what their people want to do is, you know, anything the other team is doing is wrong. They are the worst kind of people in the world, and anything they can do on a daily basis to portray them that way. But they lie.
And also,
often by implication, as Oscar
and incidentally,
just
so
out.
Does Keith Olbermann and what's her name?
Rachel Maddow. And also, make
they do
no
the
mistake.
Same goddamn thing.
Make no mistake, even though that he paints that picture, Rush Limbaugh enjoyed some of his greatest rating success during the Clinton administration.
Of course.
He does well no matter what.
Right. I'm not challenging you. I'm just asking because I don't know. Sometimes in the news, if Rush says something outrageously wrong or Glenn Beck or something, we see clips of that, and they're held up as examples of mm-hmm. things that are either direct lies or implications. And you say that Olbermann and Rachel Maddow do the same thing, and I'm not disputing that. Maybe they do, but I never see that. I never see evidence of
that. Well, that's the left-wing media buzz.
Have there been any examples of that have been called out of them doing that?
I think that if you went back and over a year and mm-hmm. you took out, it's the way it's presented. It's the way that they write. It's the way that they, you know, they're writing, the way they skew
so
that.
So they're more clever about it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
actually,
basically,
yeah.
Basically, yeah.
To a certain extent. But they do it, too. You do it. You know, you don't lie. You don't lie, but you will present,
a lie.
You will present a story in a certain way. That will skew towards Obama.
Yeah, you're almost,
you know that. I mean, it's not a secret. You're calling it as you see it.
Right.
But you are informed by your point of view, and your writing is informed by your point of view,
and sometimes by the facts.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
the very time you choose a word, it's colored, whether or not you
that's
know,
true,
are aware
because
of it.
We're all human, and
all
subjective,
and we're not
it's
blaming you. We're just saying that that's just the way people.
But everybody knows you do that, and everybody knows who you're rooting for.
But when you say that, it makes it sound like I set out to do that. It's like, oh, what can I do today?
No,
you're
taking it that way. Just said,
well, I mean, I hear that from listeners too sometimes, so that's why I'm a little defensive. No,
I mean,
I don't set out.
You write it in a certain way. There was a story. I didn't stop you on it because you've done it before, and I don't stop you. You know, that's your territory.
Mitt Romney's interpretation the other day of the apology, would that be an example?
I don't know. I can't pull it out and give it to you specifically. You will write a story in such a way as to present it in a way that is more favorable to Barack Obama than to Mitt Romney. You're giving facts as you see them, but you are also presenting those facts in a way that it is not balanced. I mean, it is not.
Well,
to say it's balanced,
as we've learned from
not.
The newsroom, balance for balance's sake is not a good thing.
Yes, it's true.
If you're balancing
truth
against lies,
it's
then
not the point I'm arguing.
Right.
I'm arguing with you that I'm saying as you present it, it skews towards your guy. And that's just the reality.
I think
of the
facts tend to skew toward the guy.
Well, in many cases, so does Sean Hannity. So does Sean Hannity. And the way he presents it every day is, you know, he doesn't lie every day, and he has facts every day that he presents too. That's one of the reasons that we have a problem. Is you are sincere in your belief that your way of thinking is correct and the other side is wrong.
Well,
I feel the same way. I feel there's a lot of misinformation on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You have a guy that you are rooting for that you're going to be very happy if he wins the White House. Am I right or wrong?
I'd be very unhappy if the other guy won.
Okay, same thing.
Okay.
So it's kind of like you have a team that you're pulling for, and I have a team that I'm pulling for.
Right.
I do the same thing. I'm going to spotlight certain things that I'm going to ignore things that I don't feel like putting on there.
Right.
From that point, we are not balanced. We are not.
But I don't favor balance.
Right.
If what you're balancing with is saying the sky is green, well, that's not.
Yeah,
balance.
But I'll give you an example here. So what the right is talking about is basically saying that the job growth hasn't really changed. It's abysmal, and we're not where we should be. And it's actually higher than 8 to 10% because you're counting people that just fell out and just stopped saying, "F it, I can't work anymore. No one's going to give me a job." And the left is saying, well, it's actually getting better. Look at the numbers that come out. It's getting a little better. It's getting a little better. So instead of saying, really, there are both sides to this coin.
And there
some people can look at it as like nothing great has happened. And other people can say, we might be doing a little improvement. You would probably say there's a little bit of improvement, not as much as we'd like, but a little bit of improvement.
I mean, I think that you like if we took people that from the left that listen to you, they enjoy the fact that you write the news the way you write it.
Right. And it's the way you write it. Not necessarily making up stuff, because I think you pretty much stay to facts and you report the facts.
I really do try.
I don't, but I think sometimes you would admit that you will write something in a way.
I have a way with words.
That can be derogatory towards Mitt Romney.
I understand that. But like with Oscar's example, I have reported the facts as they've been claimed by both sides. Mm-hmm. I've tried to keep that balanced because both sides are correct in the facts that they are reporting. In a case, in a controversy, or a story where one side is telling the truth with real facts and the other side's making it up and lying, then I'm going to call that out.
And when you bring up Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow,
I'm just curious.
That is the problem with our political system today. There is a point of view that I don't watch Olbermann as much as
I don't watch him at all. Either one
Rachel
of them.
Rachel Maddow. When you watch them, they come from they do it in a different way. Mm-hmm. The left does it in a different way than the right does.
They each have each side has its own style.
They have their own style of doing it. They both mock the other side. They both say, the other side doesn't know what they're talking
about. Yes, they do. There's a lot of
that. That's two teams that go, you don't know what, you don't even have any idea what you're talking about. Right. That's where we are. And as long as we're going to be in trouble.
In the case of Republicans, they have admitted that they're lying, basically, when they say we're not going to let fact checkers get in the way of the campaign and a number of other statements when the majority leader in the House, Mitch McConnell, says we're going to make it our goal over the next two years to make this president fail.
Stop. Let me stop you.
Okay.
What you're doing.
Uh-huh.
We will never get to where we need to be if we keep doing what you're doing, because we are not going to, you are not going to have a day where you wake up and there will not be an opposition party. You will not have a day where you will not have people who are passionate about, hated Franklin Delano Roosevelt. They hated John F. Kennedy. They still exist today. People hated Richard Nixon. They hated Ronald Reagan.
Right.
But Ronald Reagan is revered. Where we are now is just, it is constant. They're wrong. They're right. Yeah, everything you're telling me, I understand.
Right.
when they pull out statements like Rush Limbaugh does, you're going to you're going to say, God, the guy's a dirtball liar.
Right.
We know that. But I'm saying also that there is no attempt. There's just this great divide.
Well,
and it's very hard to find a common ground. And the only way our system, in my opinion, works is if we somehow can throw out the extremes and get people to, because otherwise nothing's going to happen.
I agree.
But our government almost gets shut down.
There's always been opposition, and it used to work. And I think the reason that it doesn't work now is not so much. Well, and I think I think a lot of the division, for example, it comes from the lies. The other side didn't used to lie as openly as they do now.
But also you could make a case, and I believe the right when they come from the standpoint that, you know. When you hear John Boehner say that, that during that debt crisis meeting with the president, he said, you've got to do it my way. My team won. Mm-hmm. I won.
Right.
And if he really did say that, that to me is mishandling an opportunity. And if that is true, and God knows whether it is, I wasn't in there. I'm saying no matter what, no matter how right you feel you are, you're being exactly like they are because they think they're right.
But
they believe that they're right. There's no difference between the left and the right on that issue. Everybody thinks that their team.
Is the problem. It's always they and not us.
Right.
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 The Democrats don't own a lot of their problems as well.
I understand that. I agree. And I don't make the claim that they do. And I'm sorry to have gotten into this, except that, if being fair and balanced comes down to letting one side claim that the sky is green, well, then now we've really screwed up.
No, but you're not letting. I mean, all I was pointing out was you were saying as soon as I mentioned Rachel Maddow and Keith Urban,
curious.
Well, okay. Could you find me an example of that?
Well,
I'm just trying to point out to you that they have a left wing point of view.
Oh, I know that.
And they do the same thing.
Right.
You know, well, they don't lie. Well, how do you know they don't lie? I mean, there might have been.
No, I simply ask because and I was asking anybody in the room, has anybody ever seen either one of those two individuals called out in a lie? I don't watch them either. But has anybody ever seen a clip of them?
Well, how
anywhere?
About Sean Hannity? Has he lied?
I don't know.
Okay, how about Rush Limbaugh? Has he, besides that other example, give me an example from Rush Limbaugh. You're asking me to do something that you know I can't do, and I'm asking you to do something that I know you can't do.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about Limbaugh. I'm talking about party leaders like Mitch McConnell, for example.
All right, okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Can you admit that you
I mean, just I get where you're coming from. And clearly there is a side of this story that we won't see that you probably get a personal attack on.
I apologize for, probably the most tuned out Mike O'Mara show
in
the history of the Mike O'Mara show right
now. So you will not admit that sometimes your news skews left.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I understand that I have a perspective. Yes, yeah.
That's all he was asking you to do.
My wife occasionally will get mad at me because I do this.
Yeah.
I argue with you about left and right, and I try to come from the middle. I come from that point of view. Everybody knows that I want Barack Obama to win the election.
What?
I really do. I really hate the fact that the left comes from the point of view of, oh, those people are such idiots. They come from this sanctimonious standpoint.
I agree.
And you've said for years that's the biggest problem with the Democratic Party.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, you have no idea. If the right goes, you're against America, the left goes, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
and I hate
whatevs.
I just want crap to work.
Yeah.
And I think that, frankly, the guy that's in office is a better choice. That's my opinion. I think he'll win the election, and I don't know if we're going to still be able to make any progress.
Right.
It's just going to be bam, 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 bam like this, and it's very, very frustrating. Yeah,
and what's also something that I think it's important to highlight here is that while we just spent a good 20 minutes of our listeners' lives and our lives arguing this is the same BS that's happening on Capitol Hill times 1,000.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
except now they're not talking.
But if we can't communicate here because of our political views and the way we look at them, how the F are we expecting them to do it?
And Buzz and I come from, I'm a moderate Democrat. Buzz is a little more passionate than I am.
I think I get painted, and maybe if I get defensive, it's because I think I get painted to be even more liberal than I really am. And I think sometimes I seem more liberal because the country's moved farther to the right.
And I
that the
think
right
you are
has moved
failing
to
recognize
to,
you
to
are
right.
not owning what you do every day. You did it when we were on the radio together. You've done it now. I like it. I enjoy it. I like where you come from. But, man, if you went by, go back and look at your old news scripts where you come from a point of view. You get the label liberal because you are a liberal, and I am a liberal,
right.
And I'm not embarrassed to say that I'm a liberal. I'm not an extremist. I believe
I just want to make the point that neither am I.
I don't think you are.
Yeah,
I don't think you're even close to an extremist. But we're both liberals.
Yes, absolutely.
We both are liberals, and I can wear that and I can own that.
Yes,
at the same
I can
time.
Too.
But I still hate the sanctimonious left-wing side of media, and you talk about, I like the people that do it with humor. I'll take the Bill Maher's and the Jon Stewart's over the Rachel Maddow's and the Keith Olbermann's.
I understand.
Because I feel like when I watch Rachel Maddow or a Keith Olbermann show, the old one, I'm watching the left-wingers try to do what the Republicans do a lot better.
Someone asked me, who are you voting for? And I said, well, look, I really don't know. It'll probably be...
are you a citizen?
Yes, I am. Thank you. A daytime decision, a game-time decision.
Right.
And when I walked in that poll, I'll say, hey, do I feel rich and white or poor and oppressed?
Right.
And then I'll decide what I'm going to do there. And they looked at me like I was serious. And I said, are you kidding me? If I really vote like that, then I don't deserve the right to vote.
Right.
I'm going to vote for the person who I think is going to make this country a better place in the next 4 years.
Right.
Now, who that is TBD for me.
This is and I think a lot of people might feel the same way. Mm-hmm. Who was this argument and this end of the Autovote sponsored by?
This one by the Fall Outlet event at the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. Amazon now has its very own outlet store. Mike, you can save up to 70% on select jewelry and watches, 50 to 60% off on fall clothing, and up to 45% on patio, lawn, and garden stuff. Get a jump on the holidays by using our outlet store and save up to 40% on toys and games. And Amazon even has coupons you can use at checkout. Just click the special banner on our website and bookmark it, the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page, where you help power the show and save money.
Have a great weekend.
We will take a break and we will come back to wrap things up right after this. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. All right, we kind of screwed up.
I apologize to everyone. I did not mean to do this.
Well, you didn't do anything wrong. It was a discussion.
It's a discussion. It's valuable. It's really important. I think that...
didn't get to play my Muppet tape.
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
He didn't get to do his news.
I owe you.
Yeah. So the
boy,
fact
do
is,
you.
But you know what?
I think my frustration, if I can sum it up, it lies in the fact that I don't know if we're ever going to be able to...
I worry about that, too.
Get there. Do we have to have a revolution? Do we have to have one guy is the... It used to work.
Opposing lawmakers used to party together, used to have dinner together. They don't do that anymore. That's part of the problem. And I think I get frustrated. My frustration is that, yes, there are two sides with two different opinions. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
If
I understand to a certain extent the conservative point of view. What I cannot accept is allowing things to be stated as fact when they are obviously either incorrect, scientifically unsound,
and
or
outright
lie.
And I agree with you 100% on that. And I think that the only place I would disagree is that you can skew a fact in a way
everybody
that favors your team.
Both sides do, as Oscar pointed out with the unemployment numbers.
And that's that, you know, and where we are is the only thing I think that might get us on track, and that's whoever wins in November, is if things get better.
Right.
Maybe if things get better and the economy gets better
pressure
and we're not dealing
off.
You know, look at our history in the last 10 years. We've had the worst terrorist attack in the history of the United States, worst attack on American soil in the history of our nation, of the Republic. And you've had the worst economy since the Great Depression.
Two wars.
Pretty tough little situation. Maybe if things can somehow get better, and some people say it doesn't, politics doesn't even matter, that it's the cycles of the world and the way things work that it's going to go back that way, maybe somehow we can get together and do that. But until such a time, who knows?
Do you have 45 seconds to go out on a light note?
No. Oh, yeah. All right. How about a kicker to
You're
to go
going
out
to get your haircut today, are you
yes,
not?
Yes, I am, yes.
Well, then you'll be interested in this. Finally, a New Jersey hair salon that features stylists in bikinis has not just generated a new reality TV show, it's inspired franchise offers from all over the country. The owner says he wants to be bigger than Hooters.
I like that.
Just a trim, please.
I like that. I'm
Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, see, we just got all sidetracked with politics there. Our show today was brought to you by the Workforce Development Industry Building Learning Series from Northern Virginia Community College. It kicks off with a cybersecurity event Monday, September 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at NVCC's Annandale campus, and admission is free. The featured speaker, Dr. Ronald Ross, is one of the top technology decision makers in government, and the event includes dinner and a free gift. Seats are going fast, so reserve yours today at 703-323-3281 and tell him you heard about it here. Stay tuned for more such events from Northern Virginia Community College's Workforce Development Division. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you on Monday.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
This one's for Gene and Eddie and Elvis. And Buddy.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when every day we used to make it love, why can't we be making love nice and easy? It's time to spread our wings and fly. Don't let another day go by, my love. It'll be just like starting alone. Take a trip somewhere far, far away. We'll be together all alone again, like we used to in the early days. Well, darling, it's been
time flies so quickly. Starting over. Starting over.
Look out.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. Take a chance and fly with me somewhere.